called Man Island 2 this, I don't know quite why. It is the match day diary. I'm on John's phone. John is driving at the minute as we go past the Home and Bargains. I just you know, set the scene for you, ladies and gentlemen. It's a good Home and Bargains, says John. You know, we've just gone past that one as we're moving through what is called the South Liverpool Expressway, I believe. It's one of the many routes South Liverpool has to Manchester. Some would say they're too close together, but that's just one man's view. It's important not to get too carried away about the bleed between South Liverpool and Manchester culturally, and instead focus in on what is a hell of an afternoon for Liverpool Football Club.
It's Charlton.
I can well imagine Mosley Hill and Didsbury are in close negotiation as we speak.
The exchange scheme in the summer, barbecue off.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Whereas there's some sort of non-aggression pact between Salford and Bootle, it's ongoing. Yeah, we're just going through the Boulevard Industrial Park, all the hits. The airport is somewhere to our right. Hale Lighthouse is in the vicinity. We're going to keep chatting away as we go through this one. I've got John with me, obviously. I've got Connor in the back. I've got Paddy. I've asked everyone how they're feeling, so I'll do it again, but recorded. You first, John. How are you feeling?
I am nervous, yeah. I went to bed nervous, in a funny sort of way. I think it's because, you know, I watched a lot of the games. People say don't do it, but I watched a lot of the footy yesterday, and I was just sort of hoping for something. But because obviously not just did they both won, but they won both won by 3 goals.
City only two in the end.
But just sort of, you know, the way it sort of went. I just went to bed a bit nervous. Woke up a bit nervous. I'm just hoping they start well. Did Sunday best this morning and got talked around a bit. But yeah, I just hope they start well.